All right, well, it's just a hair after four, so we'll call this special meeting of the Rural Healthcare District to order. And what we'll address today is the Wyoming Hospital Association contractual agreement. They're contracting with the Department of Health to be the disbursement agent for the American Rescue Act funds appropriated by the legislature, Senate Enrollment Act 20, and the governor appropriated $5 million to stabilize emergency medical services in Wyoming. Each ambulance service in the county received funding. Buffalo's, what was that, almost 121,000. The exact number, I think, was 120. What, Carrie, do you remember? 84?
843.
And Buffalo EMS will manage their funds on their own, and the KC Ambulance Service is eligible for $41,670. And the Rural Healthcare District will be managing that since KC is under our payroll. So what we need to do, there's this form to fill out. We need to sign it and get it sent back in to the Hospital Association by the 15th of November. And the reason we did the special meeting is because it's on the 14th and we probably couldn't get we need to send the hard copy. So that's the reason for the meeting. So are there any questions about it? Before we vote to either approve or disapprove of the funding, do you guys have any questions?
It says that they go directly to employees and supervisors, and then executive management and non-frontline supervisors are not eligible. Do they define exactly who?
Yes, I talked to them about that, and they said that I asked them about KC because I don't know about Buffalo. I asked them since Crosby was the medical director, if he would qualify for the funding, because I said, what do you do with a medical director that also runs the majority of the calls?
Executive director.
Yeah, the executive director, excuse me. And they said they realized that happens in these small services, and so that he would still be eligible to receive whatever the board determines how we're going to split that up. And Crosby attached a list of the calls and the people that went on the calls, because this is for 2021, I believe, is what they were looking for.
So do you 21, do 22. The appropriation to how many calls they did, or is it just done evenly across the board?
It says in the document that it has to be equally distributed.
Okay, right, right.
Carrie?
When I spoke with Barry at the Hospital Association, because I had questions, I wanted to make sure we follow the letter of the law. And asked him if we needed to go back to who was on staff in 2021, because that's where they grabbed the data from, was mm-hmm. the waters 2021. It's because 2022 isn't over, and this was a COVID
yes.
kind of a relief fund. So he told me, you don't have to go back to that. Do your current employees. Mm-hmm. So if you had someone that's since moved on to another service, But that's not.
They don't. That would be like here in case with KC. So Craig Walker was on the list. Well, Craig Walker isn't in KC anymore.
Right.
So he would come off the list, and we would use our current list of EMTs.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Are you taking questions from the floor too?
Sure.
How many are on your list from KC who would qualify?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight
folks.
Are there any that are just drivers and not EMTs?
No. They all go on, these folks have all gone on calls.
So that's another
question.
But
drivers go on calls as well.
Well, I mean,
as a,
they're just a driver in KC. They don't have a lot of EMTs that are driving. They're in the back, so that's.
Yeah.
So drivers down there.
So drivers aren't covered, right?
Not if they're not an EMT. The way I read this, they have to be an EMT and they have to be have gone on calls.
Front line.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I think it was kind of a surprise. I knew that this was being allocated, but it was kind of a surprise when the letters started showing up saying, hey, guess what? I think it's a pretty nice windfall for sure. One-time funding. Are there any other questions?
I don't have.
Do we need a motion to have you sign that document and send back for?
Yes.
Tracy?
Yes, we do.
I make a motion that we authorize the chairman to sign the letter for the retention money from the Wyoming Hospital Association for KC.
I second the motion.
Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, I'll sign that right now. And we can get it mailed off. Did you get yours mailed off, Carrie?
I have not yet. I thought I would wait till after this meeting just to kind of make sure we are in agreement on the rules and everything. So just wanted to make sure that we have permission to do that from the board.
Yeah, we don't have any. Okay. As far as I see it, we don't have any say in whether you participate or not. That's Buffalo EMS LLC, and you guys write the payroll checks, and it seems to me like that's all on you. To figure,
okay.
Yeah. That, I mean, does anybody else see it any other way? I
don't see it any other. I mean, it doesn't say here that we're in charge of that.
So. No, it's for each service. So that's how I see it. Scott, do you have any thoughts?
No, nope, I think it's theirs. Do what they want.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah. Because you don't. I mean, we would have to follow the same rules. We send in receipts,
yep.
Prove that you've sent these to which people and their position. So
the one thing we got to make sure of is because. Employers may not use any portion of these funds to cover any portion of employer taxes, payroll taxes incurred as a result of these payments. So we have to make sure that when we distribute those payments, we don't use it for payroll tax.
Right. But you're responsible for the taxes that
right.
occur from the
payments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's where your expertise will come in. And then I once they receive these, it doesn't say that then if there's a, just says that it has to be returned by November 15th, and it doesn't say if you can, once you get the funding, that's going to show up in a electronic deposit or a check, or how that's going to show up, I don't know. So, but once the money's there, then you can distribute it right away. Because we don't have that long, because, like I said, right. You got to turn the report in by the end of the year. I would think that the money, once they get the signed document, will show up fairly fast.
So I have a thought here, and this is just a thought. So when it says, I mean, this is great that they are giving this money, but the employer taxes may not use the funds to pay for those. Those have to come out of your budget, out of the income.
Mm-hmm.
And those weren't planned for.
No.
So, I don't know. This is just a thought. What would be the board's thought about possibly, since we have an additional, like, $400,000 that has come in, picking up as, like, show an appreciation ourselves towards Buffalo EMS EMTs to pick up that employer taxes? I don't know if that's legal
pick
or possible.
Pick up the taxes for Buffalo EMS?
Yeah, I mean,
do you mean KC or you mean Buffalo?
Both.
You mean pick them up for both?
Right, to show our appreciation to all of the EMTs. I mean, since it wasn't part of the budget, I don't know. I just thought about that and was wondering what the board's thought on that would be.
I'm confused. So the money cannot be used for the withholding taxes on a paycheck, is that what it says?
Yes.
So who pays that? The person that got the money and didn't have it withheld, or us? They got the money. Shouldn't the employee have to pay it?
Well,
no, it's just like an employer.
It's like a bonus, you write a bonus check.
The taxes would still be withheld. The employee portion would be withheld from each person that gets it, but then the employer would have to match it.
Just like any other paycheck.
Mm-hmm. And it would be workers' comp would have to come out as well.
Yeah.
So it's approximately, for KC, the payroll taxes will be, I mean, it's 10%, so $4,000. For Buffalo EMS, it would be $12,000.
So is that your portion?
That they gave us money and then make us pay the tax on it.
$12,000 is the
whole thing?
No.
No, that would just be the
portion. The employee's portion.
What were you saying, Scott?
Oh, I just think that's interesting that how it's designed is, hey, we give you this bonus, you guys, but hey, you guys get to pay the tax on it. And they tell us we can't take it out of there. That's weird.
See, that's my thought in it, that if you don't have that budgeted, you know, I mean, it's great to, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. I've thought about that. I don't know.
And so, I mean, it was just my thought, you know, as a gesture, as a thank you, since, you know, we have an additional, I guess, 400 some thousand that's coming in from the county transfers that we hadn't budgeted for, is if we could help with that. I mean, we'll be doing for KC anyway, but I don't know. I just thought about that when I was reading through that, because it's not budgeted, you know, for any of us.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Marie, but I don't. I think Buffalo EMS is going to have to do their own thing, and we just stick with what we have. That's how I feel.
Be a lot neater, far as books, I suppose.
You wouldn't pay the payroll taxes.
No.
It would just be a reimbursement. And I would say that, you know, this grant is very, very nice, but it would cost Dave $12,000.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't want to accept it. I mean, that's an option for KC and Buffalo, is maybe, wait a minute, you know, we don't feel like we can handle that. I mean, it's an option.
Well, and I appreciate Marie's gesture, and I would have to agree that Buffalo EMS bringing in $400,000 in this budget year, plus it's growing every month. That's just to date. Is a heck of a bonus for Rural Health and the EMTs that worked hard to do those transfers certainly deserve this bonus.
I'd say so.
Yeah. And then Dave being penalized $12,000
My thought is just on a butt. I mean, the reason when I saw that, I read it that this is wonderful, but, you know, we all, when we're running businesses and you know how much time and effort we've put into our budget, that it is, I mean, like, it's great that they are giving the money. I'm really surprised that they're making the employers pay the taxes.
There may be something in the federal act too. I mean, this is all federal money that they're using, and I can't say for sure, but
and we can ponder that. We're not if Buffalo EMS accepted the funds, we wouldn't probably make those payments till December.
Hey, Marilyn.
Anyway.
Yes, Mark.
Why don't we can send the letters in and get better information on if we can use this part of it for the payroll taxes and stuff, and then we can always turn it back and say we don't want it.
Mark, it says right in the letter you may not use any portion of this fund to cover payroll taxes.
Well, I'm kind of rethinking what I initially said. Maybe we should, we're going to have to put it up for KC, and Buffalo EMS has brought in a bunch of additional money. I mean, it's just a one-time deal, so I guess maybe I would consider that we do pay the taxes for them. I think that's crazy how they wrote that up, the government.
Yeah, because some of the smaller services, even, you know, smaller than KC, might have trouble coming up with that, honey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially if it's not budgeted for, you know.
Yeah. Well, make a motion.
So, hey, Marilyn, another question. Since it's not budgeted, do we have to have a special hearing on that to use that money for this?
Well, when it comes in, it's unanticipated revenue. Now, in the, it probably would need to be added into our budget officially. So, because we don't, we have a, let's see, don't we have a line item for other?
Yeah, I thought we did.
Yeah, so.
And as long as you stay within your overall bottom line budget,
we're
your
good,
but you're good. So,
but I'm pretty nervous about crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. So if we need to have a, we could do it probably in our December meeting and say we're going to be, we've received this, because hopefully we would have received it by our December meeting. And in our December meeting, then do a budget adjustment. And you can call it a mid-year budget adjustment and just let the public know that we received the funding and it's going into our budget and it'll be dispersed to employees. I just think that's the cleanest way to do it.
But the $120,000 for Buffalo EMS will not be part of our budget.
No.
All we have to do is the one for KC and then do a supplement to give them money to pay for the payroll taxes.
Yep, right. Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to do anything special about the budget for that, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I got to show it in our expenditure and our revenue. Right. So
I just thought it would be a nice...
I'm making a motion that we pay the payroll taxes for both entities. upon review and making sure that we have followed special meeting protocol and do it.
I second that motion.
Okay, any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. All right, so we'll do that.
Thank you.
And then we'll do the funding part at the December meeting and go from there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it'll be a nice bonus for the EMTs for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. We haven't told anyone yet, so this will be a very nice surprise.
Be a nice Christmas gift.
Is that on top of the bonuses you usually send out, or is that going to replace the bonuses you send out?
Well, there'll still be some appreciative bonuses.
I'm sure. Yep. He's been good about sending bonuses. Okay. If there's no further business, Teresa, do you have any questions on that at all?
I do not.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get this mailed out then, and we can have a motion to adjourn.
Did we ever vote on you signing that? I know we had the motion.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
I move that the meeting be adjourned.
I move for adjournment.
Okay.
I second it then.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. No, he hung up already.
Ooh, he's probably enjoying those.
Kaboosh.
Tucson Rays.
Could be.
So here is... executive.
All right.
And then when I was going through my file, guess what?
I know you never got me this one, so I was going to ask you if you...
I can't have it.